This is Magic Drive Time, your daily dose of Orlando Magic basketball.
Drops it off to Vooch, he'll dunk it down. Daddy Vooch!
Magic Drive Time is presented by International Diamond Center, your local diamond experts since 1981.
Throws up ahead to Isaac, and look at the tomahawk from the Seminole. Oh, Chief Osceola is smiling somewhere.
Now here's your host, Dante Marcatelli.
It is great to be with you on this edition of Magic Drive Time on this Friday evening. The weekend is coming, and what a weekend it will be for Jake Chapman. He is in the saddle. He is our producer, as always. We have no games. We have no shows. We have no podcasts. We have no responsibilities this weekend. We are back at it on Monday with Magic Drive Time. And then the season opener on Wednesday, the 23rd, as the Magic will host the Cleveland Cavaliers, and we are excited for that. These games are going to count for real. The preseason is in the books. The Magic finished 3-3, winning their three games on the road, unfortunately dropping all three at home at the Amway Center. We'll get into that, kind of where the numbers shake up. You make of it what you will. Preseason doesn't matter a whole lot. It did when we were 3-0. It doesn't now at 3-3. I think we can all agree on that, but there's some things we can look into, and we'll certainly touch on that. We'll bring in Jake Chapman here in just a second, and we'll get some NBA topics, get you ready for the weekend. And the opening night of the NBA is on Tuesday. We got some great games, and we've got some NBA topics to get to, including that injury to Zion Williamson. Boy, what a shame that is. Last night was a tough night in the sports world in general. Couple of big injuries, but we'll touch down all of that for you. Tip-off presented by Advent Health is right around the corner, and you don't want to miss opening night. Join us at Amway Center on Wednesday, October 23rd, as the Magic take on the Cleveland Cavaliers. Just a handful of tickets available. I love opening night. You certainly don't want to miss that. OrlandoMagic.com to get your tickets to experience Magic above all. Okay, Jake, here we sit. This is week three of this program. We're closing out yet another week. The preseason is in the books. The Magic fall last night in the finale to the Miami Heat, a team that I think is going to be much better than people expect. I think this is every bit as scrappy a Heat team as we've seen in recent years. The addition of Jimmy Butler, they've got some shooters on there. They lost a lot of pieces as well, but they seem to have reloaded quite nicely. Myers Leonard is a nice addition. So the Magic win three, they lose three. Give me your takeaway after six games here in the preseason, Jake.
Well, it's been interesting. I mean, I think you saw last night what felt like an actual NBA game, at least for three quarters. I mean, in the fourth quarter, both Spo and Cliff kind of emptied their benches a little bit. But I thought we saw what potentially could be two of the better defensive teams in the league last night. I mean, we know what Spo does in Miami, and he didn't even have his full complement of guys last night. But they do have some scrappers, and obviously all starts with Jimmy Butler. But even Tyler Hero's got a little attitude on the rookie.
He does.
Getting into it with Michael Carter-Williams.
Who's feisty also, by the way.
He's also feisty,
and I like that. I like that about him.
And, you go through Adebayo and Olenek. I mean, it's a tough team, and so I can't wait to see them. When do we see them first? Is that until January,
Not until January, right?
So we're going to pack four meetings with those guys within about 2-3 months. Look, the first three games of the preseason, obviously you didn't want to get carried away, but you did see a lot of really good things as far as the defense goes, forcing turnovers and that. But like Cliff keeps saying, as the preseason goes along and as we get into the regular season, the offense starts catching up with the defense. Often you're going to have good defense early on as everybody's putting in their systems and stuff. So I think you saw a lot of really good things from Markelle Fultz specifically, Mo Bamba over the course of the preseason that you can be excited about, Jonathan Isaac as well. And then with those Philly and Boston games last weekend, look, you were missing your guys. I mean,
yes, correct.
If nothing else, first half last night, you saw how important Vooch and Evan Fournier are to this team on the offensive side of the ball. So, I don't know. It didn't really change my opinion on my outlook for the regular season much. Three up, three down, and let's do it for real.
You don't want to win all. You don't want to win them all, and you don't want to lose them all.
Exactly.
That Richie Adubato says that. I've gone 8-0 in the preseason and lost the first five games start the season. So you think you're the champs if you win them all, and you don't think you have a shot if you lose them all. So they split somewhere right there in the middle. So here's how it breaks down. The final stats after the preseason. Terrence Ross, five games he plays. He's your leading scorer, 14 points per game. And I thought he looked good. I was impressed with him. The Human Torch had stretches where he looked like the Human Torch. And I think that's what you want to see, that carryover. He gets the contract. He's starting a four-year deal here in Orlando, and he picked up right where he left off. Shot about 33% from beyond the arc. That'll be better during the season. Saw him do some other things, put the ball on the floor, hit that mid-range jumper, 14 points a game. He's your leading scorer. Mo Bamba is second. He's your second leading scorer.
Love
so
it.
You wanted to see more out of Mo. We saw 47 game sample in the last year, in his rookie year. You wanted to see improvement there. Well, you got it. 11 points a game for Mo Bamba in the preseason, and I think that's certainly something to be excited about. And he puts up also 13 rebounds a game with those 11 points. So I think overall those returns pretty good for Mo Bamba. Per 48.
Got it.
Per 48. So we're certainly not looking at that. He's at about 5 rebounds a game. So, but I thought that some of the takeaways for Mo offensively. I don't want to get carried. He might be the second best 3-point shooter on this team. That stroke, how pretty it looks coming off his hands. I don't know how the percentages will play out, but he finishes 11 points a game. He's your second leading scorer in the preseason, 5 rebounds. And I thought, what are your better 3-point shooters?
I'm watching last night, and Kelly Olynyk is a heady defender. And on multiple occasions, he was just caught up in the paint, not aware that Mo Bamba was capable of that.
Sure.
And I mean, I'm sure the game planning will start moving forward. But if he, and it's funny because it's so contrary to the way we've always thought of how to operate with big men. But imagine once he gets that pick and pop game going and they start shading him that way, and now he starts rolling hard to the rim, and we know with that athleticism what he can do if he gets the ball down low or catches a lob. I'm very excited potentially about what he could be offensively. And then we haven't even talked about the defense with Mo Bamba, which hopefully the ceiling is very high there as well.
Yeah, we know what that's going to look like. Just under 2 blocks a game, 1.8 a game into preseason. Your best 3-point shooters in the preseason. Again, these numbers are skewed. Josh Majette and Wes Iwundu. Josh Majette 3-for-5, but Wes Iwundu 6-of-10. That was the kind of the knock on him. He's one of the better defenders on this team. One of the better defenders really at his position for per minute played in the NBA. But that offense has kind of always has been the thing that's eluded him for the first couple of years. He goes 6-of-10 from beyond the arc in the preseason. But how about Mo goes 9-of-18? So I'm telling you, when you watch that stroke, and he played all 6 games, which I think is important. He started a couple as well. And then your only other double-digit scorer in the preseason was Nick Vucevic. He played 4 games. He averages 11 points a game in the preseason, and he hauls in 6 rebounds. Didn't get to see a true sample size of Vuce, and I don't think anything of what we saw in the preseason is going to be what we see out of Vuce, Evan, Aaron Gordon. I think those guys are veterans that kind of know kind of how to do just enough to get by, which I'm sure Coach Cliff probably wasn't thrilled with. But these are veterans that know how to get through the paces of a preseason, and I think you'll see a completely different approach come Wednesday opening.
Vuce and Fournier specifically. I mean, they had long summers, and Fournier's dealing with back spasms, and Vuce and Terrence Ross both were working back from ankle sprains over the course of the preseason. So with those guys, I don't need to see that. Especially an ankle sprain. I mean, that's the type that you could re-aggravate. Now you're talking about a couple weeks as opposed to a couple preseason games.
Yeah, and Jonathan Isaac, you know, he showed flashes, and I think he'll get back to the Jonathan Isaac we saw at the end of last year. Numbers pretty similar to what he put up last year, just under 10 points a game and 5 or 6 rebounds, but you certainly see the flashes there. I think, Jake, the one takeaway I have, they're about what you would expect defensively, right? I think we knew this was a good defensive team. So in the preseason, they're going to finish having allowed 100 points per game. Tonight's the last night in the preseason. So everybody, there's a couple teams that still play tonight. Then you're going to have 3 days off, and then we kick off the season officially on Tuesday. The Magic averaged allowed 100 points per game. That's 7th best in the NBA. So they're top 10. You're trying to get into that top 5. They finished 7th. You allowed just under 42% from the floor. That's 10th best in the NBA.
Take that.
Your 3-point percentage was 17th. So you're giving up just over 32% from beyond the arc. And turnovers forced per game was 23. Okay, so you'll certainly take that. That's 4th best. You're not going to get to that in the regular season. But the defense probably finished where it should. Now, that's greatly skewed, I think, because your first 3 games were so dominant defensively.
Right.
You had a couple that got away from you. You got up 120 points, 118 points, Boston and Philadelphia. So that got away from you. So your defense kind of held form to pretty much what you would expect.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think you see the promises. You know, going back to Iwundu, he's a perfect example. He's going to be scrapping for minutes, whether it's you know, Michael Carter-Williams or some of the other perimeter guys.
That's right.
And you're talking about, you know, what can you do? How do you differentiate yourself? We know MCW, I mean, Cliff calls him his best perimeter defender.
Correct.
Well, what does MCW not do particularly well? Shoot from the perimeter. So if Iwundu can provide that, I mean, now all of a sudden Cliff's got some of these hard, good problems, but hard decisions to make.
Right.
And that's
right.
The way that Iwundu can sort of separate himself. And I do think you look, and obviously the baseline is defense, and that's what this team is going to be about. but you need some spark and some pop from somewhere.
You do.
And so that perimeter shooting is going to be a big key all year long.
Well, how about this? Then along those lines, I think if – and we've touched on it a number of times on this show with the different guests that we've had, some nationally, some locally, some broadcasters as part of our team on the telecast and radio broadcast as well. If there is a concern for this team, it's going to be scoring. Where are you going to get scoring from? And again, I don't think the preseason is an indication of what this team is going to do offensively. I don't. But I also don't think what I saw offensively in the preseason is going to get me excited about where this team is going to go offensively in the regular season.
Understood.
So they've got some. So I think those concerns at least are still lingering through the preseason until we get this thing underway. You're 27th in scoring in the NBA in the preseason, 100.7 points per game. You're 42% from the floor. That's 25th in the NBA. You're 31.6% from distance. That's 23rd in the NBA. You're 23rd in rebounding. These are the two areas that I think is going to have Cliff the most concern. You're 23rd in the NBA in rebounds.
See, that has to change.
That has to
change. For a team with this size, you cannot be bottom third in the league.
And you had two games without Nick Vucevic. You did have some changes that you made there. And you're playing with rotation. So, again, these are no indication of what it's going to be in the regular season. But as far as room for improvement and as far as putting us all at ease, maybe in a couple offensive areas, that didn't really do it, those six games. And you committed 18 turnovers a game, which was 12th. In the preseason. So, and again, those numbers and rankings will change after some games here tonight. But going into tonight, that's where the Magic sit. And I think if there's two trouble areas that Coach Cliff will spend the next 3 or 4 days working on until opening night, it'll be making sure these guys clean up their act on the glass, because that is what made this Magic team so successful, along with its defense. That was the identity that you built, and protecting the basketball. Coach Cliff teams always protect the basketball. Did it for 5 years in Charlotte. They were consistently 1, 2, or 3 in the NBA. We were a top 5 team last year protecting the basketball. Haven't seen signs of either of those in the preseason. Those have to get corrected.
You got
to
hit singles. You know, you don't need to hit the home run pass. Make the smart pass, whip that thing around the perimeter, and work for a good shot. And you see it at times, but I think if you go back to last year, perimeter shooting was a bugaboo last year as well.
Sure.
And so you look at the way this team is constructed, and we heard this at the beginning of Camp D, you know, Coach Clifford wants more offensive rebounding than we saw last year. He obviously doesn't want to give up buckets in transition, but he does want some second chance opportunities, because he knows, you know, maybe offensively that's not necessarily the strength of this team.
And that's a way to create more opportunities.
Exactly. Right. Crashing the glass and using your size to your advantage is a way to create more offensive opportunities. And then on the flip side, forcing those turnovers, getting out and getting in transition and getting some easy buckets that way. I think those are two ways you can sort of, you know, create offense without needing to operate in the half court and having one of those go-to guys to go get you a bucket.
No, you're right. And he's been working on that in training camp all preseason. And again, the other part of this is, it is preseason and you are rusty and you're working back a backup point guard in Markelle Fultz, who's played 33 games in 2 years. Some of those turnovers are attributed there. So, you know, he's trying to learn new players as well. So there are a lot of factors for it. But again, those are the numbers as they bear out. And I think if I'm Coach Cliff, I'm saying, okay, there's a lot that I liked. There's a lot that's still holding over defensively. We're much further along right now than we were this time last year. But I got some things I can improve on, and you bet they'll spend this weekend and the beginning of next week trying to clean that up. Advent Health and Southwest Airlines are teaming up to provide Magic fans the opportunity to catch a game on the road this season in one of three destinations, Houston, Denver, or Milwaukee. One grand prize winner will receive 2 tickets to a game in the selected city, airfare, lodging, and $200 in spending money. For more information and to enter, visit OrlandoMagic.com/flyaway. When I come back, Jake Chapman and I are going to break down what is a kind of a busy week ahead in the NBA, and what was a busy week. We'll have our NBA hoop scoop for you when we return to Magic Drive Time, presented by International Diamond Center, here on 96.9 The Game.
Our Magic never compromise on the court, and Magic fans don't have to compromise when it comes to diamonds, engagement rings, and fine jewelry. You always get more at International Diamond Center. IDC is Florida's leading jeweler, recognized statewide for excellence in every category, selection, value, and trust. And that's why we've been named Exclusive Jeweler of the Orlando Magic again this year. So come visit one of our 8 showrooms across the state or 24/7 at shopidc.com/GoMagic. International Diamond Center, where Magic fans shop for jewelry.
This is Jonathan Isaac from the Orlando Magic, celebrating big wins and the work that gets you there. For those who use disappointments, turning them into opportunities to learn, to grow, and to thrive, for those who rise every day with the sole purpose of improving on who they were yesterday. The experts at Advent Health support you for proving we all have the power to rise to any challenge. Advent Health. Feel whole.
Magic fans, are you in need of a new roof? Roof damage is not always visible from the ground. In order to make sure your roof is sealed and secure during rain and hurricane seasons, call Carol Bradford Roofing today for a free roof inspection. As the official builder of the Magic, Carol Bradford Roofing is a licensed and insured family-owned company who's been trusted for years to provide quality work and products to protect the most prized possessions under a roof, your family. To speak with a professional today, call 833-237-ROOF or visit cbroofing.com and mention the Magic to receive $500 off your new roof.
At Mountain Dew, we say here's to the doers.
The people who know you gotta do what you gotta do.
Who do it big.
Then do it bigger.
Who don't just watch.
So if there's something you wanna do,
here's a little advice.
Grab yourself an ice cold Mountain Dew.
And get to it.
That's right. Get going.
Get started.
Stand up.
Jump up.
Grab hold of it.
Work it out.
Grind it out.
Get stoked.
Get passionate.
And do it.
Don't ask how you should do it.
Don't ask if it can be done.
Because there are those who don't.
And those who do.
Let's do.
Let's do.
Let's do.
Do the do.
Magic fans, are you in need of a new roof? Roof damage is not always visible from the ground. In order to make sure your roof is sealed and secure during rain and hurricane seasons, call Carol Bradford Roofing today for a free roof inspection. As the official builder of the Magic, Carol Bradford Roofing is a licensed and insured family-owned company who's been trusted for years to provide quality work and products to protect the most prized possessions under a roof, your family. To speak with a professional today, call 833-237-ROOF or visit cbroofing.com and mention the Magic to receive $500 off your new roof.
I'm Robert Palmer, president of RP Funding. With home values at an all-time high, smart homeowners are using RP Funding to access their home equity now more than ever. Home equity could be the best way to finance home improvements, consolidate debt, make investments, or even large purchases. But don't use your home equity to pay closing costs. Let me pay them instead. Call 855-773-8634, 855-773-8634, or visit rpfunding.com.
Terms and conditions apply. See website and MLS 701-68 Equal Housing.
Advent Health and Southwest Airlines are teaming up to provide Magic fans the opportunity to catch a game on the road this season in one of three destinations: Houston, Denver, or Milwaukee. One grand prize winner will receive two tickets to a game in the selected city, airfare, lodging, and $200 in spending money. 5 second prize winners will receive 20,000 Southwest Airlines Rapid Rewards bonus points. For more information and to enter, visit OrlandoMagic.com/getaway. That's OrlandoMagic.com/getaway.
Here comes T. Ross. The headband's on. He'll fire for three. Three in a row? Yes, sir!
Magic fans, bring your group out and experience the best Amway Center has to offer. You can play where the pros play with our Court of Dreams package, or perform pregame and let Center Court become center stage. You can also join the kids' tunnel and high-five the pros. The group experiences are endless. What are you waiting for? Call 407-89-MAGIC to take advantage of these amazing group opportunities. Special price available for groups of 10 or more.
This is Wesley Owundu of the Orlando Magic. Stuck in traffic? Then keep your dial on Magic Drive Time with Dante Marcatelli.
How about Wes Owundu? Have yourself a preseason, Wes. Limited minutes. You know, you played a lot towards the end of last year, but you went out there and knocked down 6 of 10 from distance. I like what I see offensively. That was something he had to work on this summer, and he did it. So great to have you listening to the program, Wes, and great to have all of you listening here in Central Florida as well. Witness the start of Orlando Magic basketball in October and November for one low price with the Fall Fast Break Pass. Kick off the season with four games plus preseason for only $49. Visit OrlandoMagic.com/fastbreak to purchase your pass today. Jake, I'm going to turn you loose on NBA Hoop Scoop in a moment, but before we do, you know, I know there's one injury you'll touch on in the NBA. Boy, it was a tough one. That was a tough one to see in the NFL last night. If you're watching Thursday Night Football, it's about the same time as our game. You're bouncing back and forth maybe between that, the ALCS, and you're watching Thursday Night Football. Gruesome injury to Patrick Mahomes. Terrific news for him and the Chiefs, the fact that he will be back at some point this season, maybe even as early as 3 or 4 weeks. But boy, that was tough to see.
Do you second guess the call? He had a sprained ankle. I mean, it's hard to predict a dislocated kneecap on a quarterback sneak.
Well, I watch, as a Patriots fan, I watch Tom Brady. He's perfected that, never gotten hurt, knock on wood, cross your fingers. There's an art to it. There is a way to do it. And if that guy can do it at 42, I think Andy Reid's thinking Patrick Mahomes.
That's kind of what I was thinking. It's not like you go feet first. You don't slide like you slide into second for a QB sneak.
And so theoretically, you have eight guys in front of you to help soften the blow.
Maybe a shoulder injury I'd be concerned with. That was kind of my thought process.
With that line, maybe that was an issue.
Well, exactly. And he did. And he went down and you saw it. And yeah, I mean, there is. You're a Patriots fan. I'm a Browns fan. Nobody wants to see an injury like that, especially to this guy. He's so good for the NFL. He's so fun to watch, and very good news that he's coming back this year, or at least it sounds like it.
Certainly is the reigning MVP. All right, let's get you caught up on the world of the NBA.
As part of our obligation to you, the fan, we've spent countless minutes scouring the internet today to bring you the hottest NBA topics. This is Hoop Scoop.
You created this bed, Jake, 6 years ago, and it still lives on.
It still sounds good, doesn't it?
It still sounds great.
6 years? Are you sure?
6 years ago. Yes, I am.
Feels like 60 sometimes. All right, speaking of injuries, we've got to talk about Zion. I think the entire NBA holding their breath right now. As Zion Williamson, they said he has avoided a severe injury to his right knee, but he is expected to miss a period of weeks to start the regular season. That's according to Woj, according to ESPN. He shot 71.4% from the field during the preseason, Dante.
Wow.
I mean, the guy had a preseason like we've never seen before, or at least it's been a long time since we have. I think he's going to deliver on all of the hype if he's healthy. I'm not positive he's going to be healthy. I hate to speculate like this. He's got to lose some weight, I think.
I think so. And I saw Dominique Wilkins in Atlanta, and I only get to talk to him because Jeff Turner knows him. So I get to be there. But I heard him. He had just seen Zion, and he said, this guy's the real deal. You got to believe the hype on him. He goes, but for me personally, I'd love to see him slim down a little bit. I just think 280, 285 pounds on that frame is too much, and maybe that's what we saw. So maybe this gives him an opportunity to lose some of that, get down to a better playing weight. That's always been his thing. He's always kind of been a bigger guy, but he carries it well.
Right.
Just for the longevity of his career and for the sake of those knees, maybe if they can find a way to slim him down. But that's also how he is able to play the way he plays.
Exactly. That's the catch-22 there. I mean, if you're talking about injury concerns, and there are. I mean, you never know with guys like that. Some guys are just built weird. He's kind of pigeon-toed the way he walks, and so I do wonder if there's just some, you know, if it's just going to be something he's going to have to deal with. But you slim him down, and does he lose, you know, some of that bully ball? I mean, He carries it so well, and he's so athletic.
Maybe gain some more explosiveness, though, too. But you're right. That game where he had 12 of 13 from the floor and then 9 of 12, we hadn't seen anything like that.
No.
It was impressive.
He's been fantastic. And that stinks because we're opening up. I mean, I'm still excited for the open of the regular season on Tuesday night. But the Raptors and the Pelicans with Zion, that was going to be a whole lot of fun. That's the 8 o'clock game. And then the Lakers-Clippers will be at 10:30. That's going to be a lot of fun on Tuesday night. How about real fast? This is about 2 days old now, but Brad Beal signed a 2-year extension worth a bleep ton of money, $72 million, including a second-year player option. This begins the 21-22 season, so it's essentially a 4-year extension now to stay in Washington. He's the franchise guy for them, right? I mean, John Wall is still there.
Sure.
Probably the worst contract in the NBA because of the injuries.
Man.
But it seems to me that the Wizards said, we want to build around Beal. I think that's the right decision.
Can we track down Marcin Gortat at some point this season? Maybe get him in the next couple of weeks. A guy that played with both of those guys, and now that he's not playing, and I hope he's back in the NBA at some point, can you maybe shed some light into what's going on? The kind of guy that Bradley Beal is. This guy is the real deal. If you're the Washington Wizards and you're admittedly kind of rebuilding and maybe blowing up the roster a little bit, you're not going to have John Wall again this year, and you can't move him. That guy is immovable.
Yep.
Hopefully, he is able to get back to the John Wall that he was. You got to keep somebody, and you got to build around somebody. And there were so many rumors about the team we saw last night, Miami maybe being able to pick up a guy like Bradley Beal. But I'd love to see him stay there. I'd love to see them be able to put pieces around him. Why, you know, Florida Gator fans know Bradley Beal very well. He's as great a shooter as there is in this league, and I'm glad he's rewarded, and I'm glad they're keeping a franchise guy there.
He's a good dude, too, based on everything I've heard. And I think he's one of my favorite players. I love watching him play, partly because that jumper's so sweet. But he has turned into a great offensive player, and he would be a guy that I would love to build my franchise around if I were running the Wizards. All right, the NBA GM survey came out, Thursday night, I believe it was. Let's see here. Coach Clifford, by the way, received votes from the GMs. Wasn't one of the top four, but he was others receiving votes for the best coach in the league. Certainly well-deserved there. And it's funny, you ask around the average NBA fan, they don't know a ton about Steve Clifford. People in the know how good Steve Clifford is. Tim Reynolds, who I had on the show last night, based in Miami, was just raving about him. just I'll put him and Spoelstra in the top five in the league, and don't think twice about it. Is what
I
he
love
was
that. I love that. And they also, the general managers had him fourth, tied with Greg Popovich, for the best at making in-game adjustments.
Mm-hmm.
Every year, Rick Carlisle runs away with that because he's in so in tuned on every play. But now you've got Steve Clifford, who's fourth, who we know the in-game adjustments that he makes. So listen, I'm telling you, folks, we have got a good one here in head coach Steve Clifford. You saw it last year, 42 wins out of this team, pretty much the same roster that he inherited, gets 42 wins out of him. Now we're expecting more. So hang in there. The last three games weren't Magic basketball. It's not what we wanted. But we're going to see Magic basketball like we saw at the end of last year coming up on opening night as the Magic host the Cavaliers. Make sure you're there, OrlandoMagic.com. That'll do it for us for another week. We'll be back on Monday. Magic Drive Time right here on 96.9 The Game.
When it comes to the best diamonds at the best prices in Florida, Magic fans choose International Diamond Center. It's why IDC has earned the title Exclusive Jeweler of the Orlando Magic year after year. IDC dominates the competition every day with a massive inventory of hand-selected diamonds, literally thousands of designer rings, an unparalleled selection of fashion jewelry, the guaranteed best values in America, and the strongest warranties in the jewelry industry. Learn more at shopidc.com/gomagic, where Magic fans shop for jewelry.
The Orlando Magic Team Shop at Amway Center is the official destination for authentic Magic gear, including the latest apparel for men, women, and children. Pick up clothing and accessories for any type of fan. Purchase cool collectibles and memorabilia, or snag our latest Nike jerseys to feel like your favorite Orlando Magic players. Stop by the Team Shop at Amway Center Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. or head to OrlandoMagicShop.com to get your gear now.